Refresh.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your boy, the Muffin Man, coming back at you again with another episode of Refresh Podcast. Hope you guys have been off to an incredible start so far on this glorious Monday morning. It is May already, month number 5. We are approaching halfway mark for the year, which is so crazy already. So today I just wanted to take some time and share something with you that God had shown me. So God had given me this gift of dream and interpretation, and it's not something that happens all the time, but it's whenever it does happen, I know that it means something. So there's an indication, you know, first and foremost, it's if I see people that I don't normally see on a regular basis, like maybe somebody I went to school with or just somebody I haven't seen in a long time in a dream, then I know that it means something. And another trigger is if I see a specific scripture in the dream, then I know that it has some sort of meaning and it's not just a dream. And so this happened to me the other night, and in my dream I was at Big Lots with my family, and I was getting a buggy full of Mountain Dew. And we, you know, as I had filled this buggy with Mountain Dew, we had walked to the toy section of the store, and we began to have what looked like a church service in that area. And the scripture that we were using was James chapter 1. And I don't really remember much detail after that. But what I do remember was I left the store without purchasing any of the Mountain Dew. I loaded it up in the buggy, and as I realized it, I went back to the store to purchase it, and then I woke up. And I began to piece together each of these details because, you know, once again, I realized that there was a scripture in it, so it meant something much deeper than being some random dream. And so I was like, okay, what does this mean? And so I began to look up these details. Now, Big Lots, Big Lots' catchphrase is brand names for a low price. And so I was like, okay, that's interesting. Mountain Dew represented my pleasure. It's my drink of choice. James chapter 1, verse 2 says, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. It goes on to say in verses after this, and let me pull this up right fast for you guys. In James chapter 1, verse 2, it says, consider it all joy, my brethren, that when you encounter various trials. Verse 3 goes on to say, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. Verse 4, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete and lacking nothing. So keep that in mind. And I was like, okay, God, what does all this mean? You know, we're down the toy aisle. What does this all mean? This can't just be some random dream just put together. And God began to piece by piece kind of give me a little bit of everything and what it meant. So Big Lots' catchphrase is brand names for a low price. And what that means is I didn't have to pay the full price because it was paid for me. I was like, okay. And next part was down the children's aisle, and it began to read this: you didn't have to pay the full price because I paid it for you. I did that because you're my child. You piece in James chapter 1 next, and it says, during these trials, your faith will be tested. You will be made stronger. And lastly, but it will require you to lay down your pleasures, which was the significance of forgetting the Mountain Dew. And this dream blew my socks off, and I felt like maybe this was a message that needed to be shared with some of you. And the thing is, you know, I feel like this is a message for a lot of you that God is saying that I know that you're going through some things, and it feels like it's never going to end, that the difficulty is never going to end. But this is simply just a way to measure your faith. This is simply a way to grow your faith, to endure this trial so that you can see me in a greater way and in a stronger way than you already do, and to build endurance. And endurance will help you to become a better person. And it's also incredible to think about that he paid the debt for us. He paid the price for us. So we don't have to pay full price because he paid it for us. And it's going to come with a price. That something that following life with Christ is going to cost you a price. You know, guys, we have to remember that. So I just wanted to take time. I know this is a little short snippet of what we normally do here on Refresh Podcast, but I really wanted to take time and just share this message with you guys. I love each and every one of you. Just keep hold of Christ and just be super close to him, especially in these times, guys. You're going to want to develop an intimacy of some sort. So I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in to Refresh Podcast. Christ goes before us, so we can bring you another refreshing love, refreshing word. I love you guys. This is your boy, the Muffin Man. Take it easy. Don't be cheesy. Have a good day. God bless.